So let's start with these occupational pension schemes. Of course, that's a scheme set up by an employer for the benefit of its employees. And contributions into occupational schemes, these company schemes, may be made by the employer and the employee. Registered company schemes, these occupational pension schemes, are either, oh dear, defined benefit or money purchase schemes. And under a defined benefit scheme, the benefits available on retirement are linked to the level of earnings of the employee. Under a money purchase scheme, also confusingly known as a defined contribution scheme, the benefits obtained depend upon the performance of the investments held by the pension fund. As far as personal pension schemes are concerned, these can be established by any individual, including those not working. Oh, and by the way, that includes children as well. Contributions into such schemes can be made by the individual and any third party on behalf of the individual. And that could be an employer, that could be a spouse, civil partner, parent, grandparent, or indeed just a friend. Personal pension schemes in the main are money purchase schemes, and that is that their performance will depend upon stock market movements, and we know that they've been in for a roller coaster ride over the last few years, especially the last year. And these are administered by financial institutions on behalf of the individual.